Welcome to another episode of Your Story, God's Glory. My name is Linda. I just want to thank you for being here today, for listening to this podcast. Take your time. And for those that have been waiting, thank you for waiting for about 3 years for another episode to come out. I truly appreciate it. Thank you guys for sharing and for just being part of this as well. I cannot express how much I appreciate all of you guys, the feedback that I've gotten. For those of you guys that have been asking when the next one is coming out, well, here it is. I'm going to continue on with where I left off in the last episode. The last one, I was sharing about a chunk of my testimony when I did a teaching for the youth ministry at my previous church. It was such a blessing to be able to share and to be able to share with the youth and just with all of you in general, a good chunk of my testimony. God has done something so amazing in my life, and I could only say thank you to God for everything that He has done. I can only say thank you to God for the people He has placed in my life to elevate me to the place where I'm at now. I'm just so thankful for everything that has occurred in the last couple of years that have been just too amazing to me. There's so much that I could talk about and go into, but I kind of just want to go into a scripture that I shared at the beginning of the previous episode, and kind of just dig in a little bit more and share a little bit more detail about my testimony and about how my mindset has changed, how things have changed in my life, in my perspective. And I think this is something very important for me to share, because there are people out there that are probably struggling with the same thing that I have, or struggling with something similar. And I want to let you know that you're not alone. I want to let you know that God has a greater plan, a greater purpose for your life. And he's not done with you yet. He's not done with what He's about to do in your life. And if you open up yourself and your faith to what God can do, He is going to do some amazing, amazing miracles. The scripture that I want to go over is found in Romans 12, verse 2, that says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way that you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." If you heard the last episode, you heard part of my testimony. If you haven't, I really encourage you to go back to the one before this so that you can listen to the short teaching that I did for the youth. It was obviously directed towards the youth, but it was a big part of my story. But this is the scripture that I started with, and I shared part of my testimony with you guys about what God has done. For those of you guys that are not aware, which is kind of crazy if you're not aware of it, but I did live a homosexual lifestyle when I was younger. And it was something that God really transformed my heart and my mind to be where I'm at today. And in 2023, I think was the biggest breakthrough I have ever experienced in my life. And this was the year that I honestly saw this verse, Romans 12:2, come to life in what God did in my life. I always talked about, in previous times when I've preached or just when I've socialized with people, that God was transforming things in my life, that God was changing things, that God was encouraging me to continue to live a lifestyle according to His will. And I would always go back to this scripture. I would always go back to the book of Romans in general, and I would find comfort. I would find strength in that. But the reality was that I was still struggling. For the majority of my life, it was a big struggle, a big mental struggle, to try to step away from a homosexual lifestyle. It was something very challenging for me, because I would have to fight off urges. I would have to fight off desires. And some people will come at me and think, like, you know, but why would you fight them off? Why not be happy? Why not Just say that's fine, you know, God is still gonna love you and all of that. And there have been people who have actually come to me and said those words. Why should it matter? You know, God created you, God loves you just the way you are, you know, you're still honoring, you're still serving him and everything. But honestly, the more I kept learning about God, the more I kept understanding the word of God, the more I saw that he had something much, much greater for my life. And with this scripture, there was just something that stuck to me so much as I kept reading it over and over again throughout the past few years, to not copy the behavior and customs of this world. I mean, we have to be honest with what's going on right now. There's chaos. And I think there's chaos in many periods of our world history and everything, but if we look at the access that we have right now to social media, we can access so much and we are aware of so many things that are going on all over the world. But a lot of the things that are happening right now, I really do surround the LGBT community. And for me, that was something, it's very, very personal to my heart. Just because it's something that I have struggled with. And there's going to be people that don't agree with me, especially those who may not be Christian or who are more open about this type of topic. They won't agree with me with the decision that I have made to step away from that lifestyle. And like I mentioned, last year in 2023 was when God truly just transformed and delivered me from that. There was something that God just did that allowed me to step away completely from struggling with that sin. And some people are going to find it hard to believe, but trust me, I can explain to you that from the time I was a teenager and young adult when I encountered God up until about last year, I was struggling real hard to mentally struggling with how I saw life. I was mentally struggling with my decision to step away from that lifestyle. I could have easily gone back at any point in my life, but I consciously made a decision to follow God. And because I did, God has always been faithful. He has always been faithful in my life. And I wanted to fully serve him, and I always do. I've always wanted to fully serve him. And just last year was a breakthrough year for me. It was the year that God honestly delivered me from being trapped in that mentality, from being trapped trying to fight off urges, being trapped from trying to fight off all these thoughts, the lustful thoughts, the thoughts of wanting to do things and all of that. God just transformed everything. And this is where the scripture came to life, because in the scripture it says, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. God honestly has transformed the way I think about my life, the way I think about my future. Whereas to before, and I think I've shared this in the past, before I was honestly comfortable being by myself. I was comfortable trying to do life on my own. I was comfortable wanting to not get married. I was comfortable to not want kids. And the crazy part was that last year God just did something so amazing when people prayed over me, certain people prayed over me, and I got deliverance. It was something so indescribable that my mindset began to change. My mindset on marriage began to change. My mindset in my life began to change. My mindset of how I saw certain people began to change. And for me, that was something just unbelievable, because I always thought that this was a sin that I was going to be struggling with for the rest of my life. And I don't know if you're in that same place where you feel stuck, where you feel like you're struggling with something right now, whether it be homosexuality or whether it be anything else any other sin that you may be struggling with that you feel that you're constantly going back to every time, and you can't help but feel guilty, you can't help but feel like you're not worth it, and you just want to change, you just want something to happen, but it doesn't seem to happen. You feel like it's a cycle, you feel like you're going back to it over and over and over again. But the truth of the matter is that God can set you free from that. And I say this with honesty. I say this with truth, because I've seen it happen in my life. I've seen this come to pass in my life with how he has transformed me, how he has changed my mentality, how he has led me from the place where I was a year ago, 2 years ago, to where I am at now. Nothing can compare to the season I'm in right now. And I'm thankful for all the people who have been in my life, for the pastors that have been in my life, for the leaders that have been in my life, who have honestly just been a good support, who've always encouraged me, who've always been there. And even up until now, there has been so much that has occurred from the last episode till today, that God has been doing something, and God has been putting me in places that have been uncomfortable, putting me in places where I know there's growth that is coming. But coming back to this scripture, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way that you think. If you are in the same place I was, where you are tired, where you are just frustrated with everything that's going on, where you're frustrated of going through the same cycle, you're frustrated of going back to the same sin, you're frustrated of just dealing with the same thing over and over again, know that God can transform you. He can transform your person, your being. He could transform your mentality. He could transform your situation. But it has to come from you. It has to come from your heart, your willingness. Are you willing to let go of the things that are still holding you down? Are you willing to step away from the people that you are no longer supposed to be surrounded by? And not to say that you are gonna completely sever a relationship, or maybe you might have to, but sometimes you just need to step away from your current environment so that God could put other people in your life that are going to help you elevate to the next level that you need to get to. You need to be transformed. I saw the transformation and the continual transformation that is currently happening. There's so much that God is doing in changing my mentality, in changing the way I see myself, changing the way that I even think about what I want to do next. God has transformed so much where I have become uncomfortable in myself. I have become uncomfortable in the way I see myself in a good way, not in something where I hate myself or anything like that. But I have become uncomfortable to the point where I want to change things myself. My desires have changed. My mentality has changed. And if you're in that same place where you feel like you're tired, you feel like you're frustrated, you don't want to deal with the same thing that you've been dealing with, allow God to transform your mind. Allow God to come in and shift things in your life that are going to make the biggest impact to take you to the next level that you need to go to. Because if you continue reading on in that same scripture in verse 2, towards the end, the second sentence, then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. I used to think, as I mentioned earlier, I used to think that I was gonna be what I would call forever alone. I used to think that I was fine with living on my own, with being single for the rest of my life. I felt like that was something that I wanted. I felt that it was something that I desired, and at a certain point, I think I did. At a certain point, I know I kind of just wanted to be on my own. I wanted to do life by myself. But God has transformed that. God has changed my mentality in that. And now I see the scripture come to life in everything that has been going on. I see, and I've been learning that God's will for my life is much better and more perfect than I ever imagined. There's a desire in my heart for me to have a family. There's a desire in my heart for me to reach a certain level that I've never been before. And for me, it's kind of crazy to think of it that way because I've been so comfortable in the lifestyle that I was living in. I've been so comfortable doing things by myself, but now I see a shift in my mentality. I see a shift in what God is doing, and everything is falling into place. God is putting people in my life that have helped me see life differently. There have been people in my life that God has directed to speak to me and to pour into me and to show me, look at what God is doing. Look at how he's changing your mentality. And you might be in that same place, regardless if you're dealing with the same sin that I dealt with, if you're dealing with homosexuality, if you're dealing with any other issue, any other thing that is holding you back from truly being 100% with God and truly following after him. If you are in that place where you're just frustrated, go back to this scripture, read it over and over again. It says, do not copy the behavior and customs of this world. As a believer, if you are a believer, you are not to be like the world. You are set apart. You are royalty. You are not like the world. You are not meant to live in poverty. You are not meant to live stuck in a place without prospering, both financially, physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever you want to call it. You are not meant to stay stuck. And in order for us to not to stay stuck, we have to make sure that we don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, because what the world is doing is just keeping you in a place that is attached to being dependent on things that don't matter. You become dependent on the government. You become dependent on things that are keeping you away from God. But instead of copying the things, the behaviors and customs of this world, we have to let God transform our mentality. That means transform the way you think, the way you see marriage, the way you see family, the way you see life, the way you see career, the way you see everything in your life needs to change according to the will of God. Once you start to see what God has for your life, you're going to begin to realize, wow, God, this is actually perfect. This is actually something I desire. This is actually something I want. And so when you want something like that, you begin to align yourself to the will of God. You begin to see that God is placing people in your life to change where you're at. You have been stuck for so long at a certain place where you're so frustrated, and you say you want more of God, you want more and desire so many other things. But now it's time for you to let God transform and take off the parts from your life that don't belong there anymore. To take out the people in your life that don't belong there anymore. There are certain people in your life that are only there for a season. You're still friends, you're still communicating, yeah, sure, but God is placing you at another location. God is placing you with another in another environment, surrounded by different people that are going the same way you are going. Don't be comfortable to stay in the same place. If you truly want to grow, if you truly want to be transformed, if you truly want to be delivered, if you truly want to get away from being stuck in the same place that you've been in for the past 5, 10, even 15 years, allow God to come in and transform your mentality. This is the time for you to say, okay, God, just take over, take charge, change things, rip things out, guide me, and just watch what he's about to do. Because I can say from personal experience, when God did what he did last year, when God came and released me and healed me and broke off soul ties, bondages, broke off so many things that I was attached to some people that I was attached to certain previous relationships and things that I didn't even realize were there. he began to cut those things out of my life, and now I'm at a place where I see life completely differently. I see my calling completely differently. I see that God is taking me to a different place where he is gonna use me to reach others who are in the same, who have been struggling with the same sin I was, who have been struggling in similar situations. And if that's you, if you're in that place right now, I want to encourage you, you're not going to be stuck there forever. You're not going to be stuck in the same sin forever. This is not a sin that you are going to struggle with for the rest of your life. This is something that God wants to break off of you. This is what God wants to release you from. And this is your time to let it go. This is your time to just say, God, take it, because I'm tired, I'm frustrated. Get to the point of frustration to show God, God, I don't want any of this. And for me, it got to that point where I was so frustrated of being of struggling with homosexual thoughts, of struggling with lustful thoughts, of struggling with seeing females a different way. And it was so frustrating to the point where I wanted nothing to do with. And that's when God came in and just said, that's it, it's done, it's over with. And from that time, I saw a transformation begin. I saw a transformation begin in my mental being. I saw a transformation begin spiritually. I saw a transformation begin even physically. And it sounds crazy. It sounds so crazy, but that's who God is. God is the one that's going to transform your life. Don't stay comfortable. Don't be content with where you're at. Desire more and more of God, and you are going to be able to see the places that he is going to take you. I encourage you to go back to the scripture. I encourage you to constantly read back Romans 12:2. Do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. God has a perfect plan for your life. Just as I saw myself change, just as I saw myself be transformed, and I'm still being transformed to this day. I'm seeing God do things that I've never seen him do before. And I encourage you that if you want to get to that place where you just want to see God do the miraculous, God do the most radical thing in your life, this is the time for you to change. This is the time for you to say, God, change my mentality, change my heart. I want to be transformed. I want to be a new person. Not just for my sake, but for the sake of others, because you are going to be an impact to so many people as well. Your story matters, your testimony matters, everything you've been through matters, because there are other people that need to hear your story as well. And God's the one that gets all the glory, of course. And I just encourage you, constantly go back to scripture. Look and see what God is doing. And I want to pray right now. And I encourage you, go back to read Romans 12:2 and really meditate on it, really see what God has for your life, because there is a transformation that is going to happen only if you are willing to be transformed. If you are willing to change, if you are willing to see God do some amazing things in your life, this is the moment to leave it at God's feet. And I pray right now, we're going to pray at this moment, that you just be able to see that God is doing something crazy and something amazing in your life. Don't be comfortable with where you're at, because there are so many things, much greater things that God intends for you. There is a new level each time that God wants to take you, and right now is the time for you to do so. Because God has so much to offer. We just have to be willing to receive. And so if you are struggling with the same sin that I struggled with, because that is something that I've been able to walk away completely from, it's not something that is a struggle for me anymore. And I pray and I know and I declare that complete healing in my life. Just as I will declare that same healing for yours. If you're struggling with that same sin or with any other sin that you're tired of going back to, I encourage you to just pray along with me right now and truly believe in your heart that God is going to transform you, that God is going to change your mentality, and that God is going to elevate you to a place that you've never been. So as we pray right now, I just want to thank you once again for being part of this podcast. I encourage you to please share this with someone, share it on your social media. Let this word come out because I know there's so much that God is going to do through your story, and I'm thankful that God is doing so many things through my story as well. But I encourage you to listen to what God is doing. Look at what God is doing in your life. And if you're in that place right now, I would like for you to pray with me and receive this word of encouragement, to receive this word of encouragement over your life. Because I know God is going to touch your life and God is going to change and transform things, not only for you, but for your family and for those around you. But thank you once again for joining me. And I ask that you just pray with me at this moment. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for what you are currently doing, Lord. I lift up my brother or sister right now, whoever's listening at this point, Father God, you have brought them to this place for this specific reason. I pray, Father God, that you continue to transform their mindset, continue to transform their heart, Father, that you pour into them everything new, Father God, that you show them you are not leaving them alone, that you have something greater to offer than the world does. You have something greater to offer than that relationship. You have something greater to offer than that friendship, Lord. I pray that you allow them to see, Father, that you are the one that could transform their hearts. You can transform their minds. You can do something so radical, Father God, that they're not even going to be able to recognize themselves, Lord. I pray right now, healing over their bodies. I pray right now, Father God, that you begin to release, Father God, that tension that they have on their shoulders, Lord, that you guide them to see, Father God, that you are bringing healing into their lives, that you are bringing transformation, Father God, that you are bringing clarity of mind, Father God. Remove the doubts, remove the things, the insecurities, and everything that is trying to attack them, Father God. I come against any spiritual attack against their life, Father God. Any weapon that was formed against them will not prosper. And at this very moment, Father God, I declare healing over their lives, Father God. I pray that you continue to move and continue to work in their hearts, continue to work in their minds, Father God. You are doing a transformation at this very moment. You are shifting mindsets at this very moment, Father God. And I pray, Lord, that as my brother and sister receive this word, Father God, that they continue to walk in your path, that they continue to listen to what you have for them, Father God. And if they don't know you, I pray at this very moment, Lord, that they receive you in their heart, Father God. I thank you once again for what you are doing. I pray, Father God, a blessing over their lives, a blessing over their day, Father God, and that you may just encourage them in their walk. Send the people that need to be in their life to continue to guide them. Send the people that need to be in their life, Father God, to continue to encourage them. We thank you once again, Father God, and we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.